By now, residents are probably familiar with the term contact tracer, but the process will extend to three different roles. Initially, those infected with the novel coronavirus will speak with what's called a disease investigator, whose job is to judge the severity of the illness in the patient. Mark Carter, the state's contact tracing czar, explains the next steps.
And then it's handed off to a contact tracer. And the contact tracer's job is to talk to the patient about who they may have come in contact with over a certain period of time leading up to their diagnosis, and essentially trying to identify each of those contacts and then assess each one of them in terms of risk along a low, medium, high type algorithm.
Finally, a social support coordinator will assist with any daily needs the person may require help with during quarantine, such as groceries. Contacts who are notified they've been exposed will not be told the name of the person who tested positive. And Carter says there isn't guidance yet on how establishments might notify or handle patrons at restaurants or shops who may have been exposed. Governor Andy Beshear has repeatedly warned against allowing contact tracing to become politicized, like the wearing of masks, saying it's residents' patriotic duty to pick up the phone and answer the call. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.